For NPR Illinois, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll. Snapchat is a popular social media app. It can send text messages, pictures, and videos among friends and family members. But now a similar app is finding its way into operating rooms and other hospital settings. Dr. Greg Mischel discusses the Ease app and how the Prairie Heart Institute in Springfield is using it to help families during stressful times. This app is available for iPhone and Android phones. It's called the Ease app. Can you explain what it is?
The way to think about this is Snapchat for medicine. So this app, which the patient and the family sign up for when they come into our Heart Institute, acts as a means of communication between the operating room team and the patient's family. And the patient's family doesn't even need to be here. The patient indicates who they want to receive the updates, and it can be somebody who's sitting outside in the waiting room, or it can be somebody, a family member, say, in Florida who couldn't accompany the patient. And we've even had instances of servicemen overseas in Afghanistan getting updates.
So this app can send text, pictures, videos. Can you give me an example of how much can be shown?
So at scripted moments during the operative procedure, updates are sent from the operating room by the operating room staff to the family members that have signed up with the app. So for instance, during a heart operation, we would ask the family, how much do you actually want to see? And then the patient, how much do you want to share? And let's say they say, well, we want to see everything. So when the patient's put to sleep, we take a picture of the patient restfully sleeping. When they go on the heart-lung machine, we say, so-and-so, your father's on the heart-lung machine now. We send a picture of the heart-lung machine. Some family members even request to see the inside of the heart, and we take a picture of the inside of the chest cavity. Then as the procedure, the surgery progresses and is coming to a close, we'll send text messages. The heart, everything's functioning normally. The heart is beating on its own now. We're coming off the heart-lung machine. And many times, depending on the surgeon involved, we'll send a video of the surgeon telling the patient's family, hey, everything went well and I'll come out and talk to you.
In the Snapchat app, the pictures and messages disappear. That's a big part of its appeal. I'm assuming it's similar with the Ease app. Do they disappear after 24 hours? How does that work?
It's literally within like 15 or 30 minutes.
Does this take away that personal interaction that families are able to get with the surgeons or the surgical staff?
So this is not in lieu of. This is in addition to. So that human communication, that high touch, is very important. And we still have the surgeon or the physician go out to talk to the patient's family, hopefully with good news, after every operation. But this would be in addition to keep the family informed of the progress of the operation.
Things can go wrong in surgery. We know that that's just a part of it. So how do you handle that particular situation with this app?
So I use the term scripted points of interaction for that very reason, meaning this doesn't supplant human-human interaction at the end of the procedure, and it doesn't supplant, you know, having to deliver bad news. So if things were going poorly in the operation, typically the way we handle that here is that a nurse would go out and talk to the family and put them into a private room, and we would stop communicating by this device appropriately, so if that were to occur.
How do we ensure that patient information only goes to the families who request it?
When you come into the hospital, we download an app. And so every family member has the app on their phone who wants to have it, or they can download it remotely. And then the patient on their medical identification band has a code scanner. And then once you scan that barcode, that always identifies that patient with that app.
Is this app only used for surgical purposes, or could it also be, I'm a mother of twins who spent time in the NICU. If I had to go back to work, could this be used for those purposes as well?
We started off with this as a pilot just in our Heart Institute, in our surgical operating rooms, to see how it would work and how it would be received. The response was overwhelming. So we then extended it to other procedures in the cardiac unit, up in the cardiac cath lab. And again, same response. People enjoy doing it. Many of the physicians become minor TV stars using this. And we thought that this would be a terrific adjunct to the care in our NICU and PICU. So we went hospital-wide, and it's exactly as you say. You can imagine having small babies, preemies, whatever, in the NICU, and having that nurse, after you've gone home, before you go to bed or she's coming off shifts, sending you pictures of your child and texting you and having that assurance that your baby's doing well. And then, of course, the next morning when the next nurse comes on shift, she can introduce herself to you, send a picture of the baby's overnight. So the answer is yes, we've extended this to all operating rooms, all intensive care units. But I think the greatest benefit will be in the NICU and the PICU.